When the topic came out about what we're going to be speaking about, it was like, I never heard about it. Some people always complaining, it's a new thing, this Yashin thing. We never heard about it before. When I was a kid, nobody ever heard of such a thing. So it reminded me of a story. It says that somewhere right before he went to sleep, September 10th, very late at night, and he was up Kamat the whole night, and about 5 o'clock in the morning, he finally went to sleep, and he slept for a good, like, straight 2 days. And he woke up 2 days later, and all of a sudden, people are talking about Twin Towers and security and Taliban, everybody heard about. And all of a sudden, hearing about this, it's like, what's everybody talking about this whole thing? What's going on with this? And every time, wait, this is old news already. This has everybody been talking about? You've just been sleeping for the last week, and therefore, you don't know what's going on. But everybody knows about it. The Twin Towers fell, and they're deploying soldiers out to Taliban and in Afghanistan and everything else. The whole America changed over. And you just missed the boat because you don't know what's going on. You're out of touch. The truth is that if someone says it's a new topic, this Yashin topic, it's really a very Yashin topic. It's a very old topic. There's a very, very long list, which I think I could say this year for 45 minutes, just listing the Sfarim which speak about Yashin. So the Avdi Nezer, besides the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah and the Bach and the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Avdi Nezer, the Stechem, the Pnei Yeshur, Riki Veg, the Shagasari, the Dar Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Tzemach Tzedek, the list goes on and on and on. Basically, almost every Sefer in the last, since the time of the Gemara, basically, every Gadol has what to say about the Shail Chodesh and Yashin. This was, sounds like it was one of the hottest topics for years and years when it started. The whole, if you go through the Sfarim, back and forth, the way they speak with such sharfkeit, so sharp about each one's other opinion, how this one made a mistake and this one made a mistake, and you'll see Lashon HaGoyim. It sounds like it's been on a hot topic for a very, very long time. Back and forth exactly how to deal with the Yashin. So we'll start off just a little background on the Yashin for those that don't know exactly what the mitzvah is in the first place. So we have on the sheet we have the pasuk. So the first pasuk of Torah says v'lechem v'koli v'karmel v'seichlu, and he says exactly how to translate koli and karmel, the shaila machlokes in the rishonim. But basically, he's going on all, the Gemara explains that it's going on all grains. The pasuk says v'seichlu, you're not allowed to eat it ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the middle of this day. Until you bring the carbon, this is for the derisim for generations. It means forever. And all moishvayseichem, exactly what that is exactly the whole where all the yashin issues come in. What does b'chol moishvayseichem mean? But the simply in the Eretz Yisrael, let's say the time of the Beis Hamikdash, what happened was, you would grow wheat the whole winter or even after Pesach. Any wheat that grew after Pesach or actually that took root after Pesach was not allowed to be eaten. And we've seen the Rambam, it's a malchus. You would get malchus if you eat it just like any other syrup, any other lav. It's a lovely soichlu. If somebody would eat anything that what we call chaj means that it grew after the carbon oimer, or took root after the carbon oimer was brought, so anything from the time of carbon oimer until the next year carbon oimer, that was considered chadash, that's a new wheat that was brought after the carbon oimer, and is usher until you bring the carbon oimer again. So therefore, from right after Pesach, the Etzem Ayim is going on the next day, which the Tzokim before explained, that's the first day Chol Hamoed in Eretz Yisrael. They brought the carbon oimer, then all the wheat that was grew beforehand, took root beforehand, now is going to be mutter. But anything that you ate before, any wheat that took root before you brought the carbon oimer, is a lav, and you would get malchus if somebody eat it with whatever grew before you brought the carbon oimer, and grew after whatever grew after last year's carbon oimer and before this year's carbon oimer was considered chadash and zechi of malchus. And so lav, and that's the pasuk there, and that's the issue we're discussing over here. So Rashi right away brings down, the Chinuch actually explains what's the whole thing. It's a pretty easy understanding of what this mitzvah is all about. The Chinuch explains that, of course, you have wheat. Before you start eating it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, give me offering, realize and recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main source of our sustenance is from the grains. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, before you eat any of that stuff, before anything that grew, make sure to bring me a carbon. If not, it's a lot. So right away on the pasuk on the bechomish reisichem, Rashi brings down nechleku bochachmi sold is a machloikis. What bechomish reisichem? The literal translation is all your dwellings, everywhere you dwell. So normally bechomish reisichem, what does it matter? What does it come to include? It says yesh omri katch a chadash noig bechutzlars. Normally, it says there's those that say therefore chadash, the iser of chadash, you're not allowed to eat any of the new wheat, is also in chutzlars. There are those that learn the other way. They learn that no, the Bechodesh Rechem is not coming to include. It's not coming to include everywhere. In Chutz Laretz it will not apply. It's only coming to tell you that you only have an Isser of Chodesh once we come into it. So once we are in our dwelling area, and before that there was no Isser of Chodesh. So this Machlekes is brought down in the Gemara in Kedushin, is where the source is, which is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah which is dependent on the land, that has to do with the land, or all that stuff, is einan yeges, not all, that's, all things which have, all the mitzvahs happen to do with the land, einan yeges el ba'aretz. It only has to do with the Eretz Yisrael, since it has to do with the land. So logic tells you that no, since it only has to do with the land, so therefore land is only Eretz Yisrael. V'she'en l'tuya Baritz, something which is not dependent on the land, any other yisurim that we have. Ne'eg is ben baritz, ben b'chutzlaretz. It's ne'eg, whether in Eretz Yisrael or chutzlaretz, and that's why all yisurim, all aveiros, all that stuff, it all has to do with its ne'eg, whether in Eretz Yisrael or chutzlaretz. Chutz min ha'arla v'kilayim, except for arla and kilayim that are also ne'eg and chutzlaretz. That's the Tanakam. The Tanakam says, and I'm going to say it the way the Gemara comes out, that the Tanakhama holds that the only two things that have to do with the ground, which are Noig and Chutzlar, which are applying Chutzlar, is only Arla and Erla and Klein. Rabbi Lezer Seymer Afa Chadash. This is where all the problem comes in. Rabbi Lezer says, also Chadash, even though it has to do with the land, has to do with something that's growing, it's also Noig in Chutzlar. And that's the way the Gemara has the back and forth of Rabbi Lezer coming to be Machmer, coming to be Mekel. And the Gemara has a whole Shaka Vitar, bringing rides back and forth, and the Gemara comes out that it's Noyig in Eretz, it's Noyig in Chutz, that according to Remeir holds, that it's, Rabbi Lezer holds, that it's Noyig in Chutzlar. It's also in Tanakhama holds that Midoraisa, it's not Noyig in Chutzlar. Now, we have another Gemara. We have the Gemara in Menachos, which will show, so simply it sounds like it's a machlokes whether it's noig at all in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. But the Gemara Menachos seems to say that the machlokes, and that's how Tosfos brings down this Gemara in Kedushin, that the machlokes is not just whether there is an Isser Chodesh or Chutz Laretz or not. The machlokes is whether it's Deraisa or Derabbanan. I mean, according to everybody, it's noig in Chutz Laretz also, whether according to Rabbanan or according to the Tanakhama. The question is that Rabbi Lezer holds that it's an Isser Deraisa, because Chomash Reisechem is coming to teach you anywhere that you dwell, and according to the Rabbanan, it's only, as Rabbi Sharfman says, that for some reason when he grew up, the word Rabbanan was always came with the word only, but somehow just always a prefix with the word only, but it's only the Rabbanan. But, and the proof for that is that there's a Gemara in Menachos that says the Mishnah brings down Mishachar of Omer from the time of when he's allowed to eat the carbon, the what we call the new wheat, only from the time that you bring the carbon Omer. Mishachar of Omer Hutar Chodesh Miyad. Right away, as soon as you bring the carbon, you don't have to wait the whole day. Right away after the carbon, you're allowed to eat it. The people that were far away were allowed to eat it already from Chatzos. He says, why are you allowed to bring the carbon the whole day? He says, they could be guaranteed that the carbon was already brought. By the time Chatzos came, the carbon was already brought, and therefore anybody that's too far away from the Beis HaMikdash is already allowed to eat their wheat from their winter wheat. They're allowed to eat it at Chatzos.
What's the difference to us the punishment?
We'll get there. That's the whole heter. It's only for we'll see. Could be Mr. Isa, but we'll see what the heter. That's all in the time based when there was a carbon. So as soon as the carbon was brought, you're allowed to eat your old wheat. This is what happened by now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so it's a machlokes of whether or not the whole day is it's mutter right away, or there were many takana, or maybe it's the rice even, that you're not supposed to eat until the night. Because, what's it called? Pesach is Tezvav, on Tezayin, Tezayin is the day that they would bring the korban. Omer, and so the question is, now that we don't have a korban, is it asur right at the beginning of the day? Or, no, you have to wait till the end of the day. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So it comes along the Gemara, it says that Rapaba Ravuna Breda Rishua Ochel Chada Ma'ur to the Shesar. They would eat right in the morning of the 16th. It means in the morning of the 16th, they already eat. So Gemara says, Kasavar Chadash Bukhutsar is Dabonim. Vilasfeika Loichashina. They're not worried about a suffix. I mean, they hold that the whole Chadash is only Dabonim. It's Asir, but Dabonim, it's only Asim Dabonim. And therefore, we have Machloik as to whether or not you have to wait till the night or wait till the day. So since it's only Dabonim, they said they were Masafik and they held, they ate it right in the morning. Gemara brings down a few other of Ashi and Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. The Gemara comes out that they only ate the 17th on the 17th at night. They would only eat, the Olam HaRaim only ate the 17th at night. The Gemara comes out because they held that Yoshin in the Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz in Midaraisa, and since Midaraisa, they were makpid to eat it, to wait till the 17th. And if at night, because they were scared that since it's a fake of the Yoima, we're not sure if the 17th is the 17th, the 17th is really the 16th, and since Midaraisa, you're supposed to wait till the 16th at night. So it's fake of the Yoima, they waited till the 17th at night because the 17th might be the 16th. And Tosis on that Gemara says, "Kasava Chodesh b'Chutz La'aretz Drabbanon." The Pligi Tanoi b'Seif Perakam in the Kedushin. They argue about this in Kedushin. So Tosis is very clearly learning that the Machloikis and basically all the Achronim all go with this Mahalach. That the Machloikis in the Mishnah in Kedushin is whether or not Chodesh is Midaraisa or Chodesh Midrabbanon. And he said, that's the machloikis over here. The Machloikis in Kedushin is the machloikis what we paskin. Is Chodesh Midaraisa or Chodesh Midrabbanon? But whatever the case is, Chodesh is going to be is going to be Asher. The Rosh and the Rif, he brought it in the papers over there. They all, both of them, they say that since we have they bring a Mishnah in Arla, they bring the Mishnah in Arla. There's a Mishnah in Arla that brings down different things, and it brings the last Mishnah of Arla brings down we Achodesh Asher min Atar b'chol makim. Chodesh is awesome at Torah. The Raisa, everywhere you go, Chodesh is awesome at Torah. And they explain, Kolmokim means even a Chutz La'aretz, no matter where you are, Chodesh is awesome. So therefore, the Rosh and Rif both say that since we have a cloud, and whenever you have a Machloikis, then you have a Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah that just says the Halacha straight, without having Machloikis, it's Machloikis Vachakar Stam, and whenever you have Machloikis Vachakar Stam, we pass in like the Stam Mishnah. You paskin just like the Mishnah that doesn't bring down the machloikis. And therefore they paskin that Chodesh is also Midaraisa. The Rambam also paskins that Chodesh is also Minatayr. He doesn't bring his reasoning as usual, but he also says that Chodesh is also Minatayr. Bein Chutz La'aretz, he says, and then you get Malkus. And he says also he passes like that Gemara. He says in the day that we have two Yom Tovim, then you have to wait till the 17th at night to make sure that you chodesh to be passing the Deraisa. And that's all difference between now and in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. But otherwise, it's the same Isser. And you would get if somebody eats chodesh, even a Chutz La'aretz, they would get Malkus. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch do the same thing. They also pass in the chodesh is Asser, but they add another. They had another point, and they say the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah both say the same things. Also, lecha chodesh mitfuach chamisha aser at sheyakir vaymer says iser a chodesh noyik bein be'eretz bein bechutz la'aretz, and they add in ben shel yisrael bein shel akum, whether it's a Jew or whether it's a goy. Where's the source for this? So the source for this is the Taisus. The Taisus in Kedushin brings the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi wants to know why our Mishnah skipped Challah. Our Mishnah says it sings which on the Gan Eretz Yisrael, it sings which are Tolly Ba'aretz, and the Gan Main Ba'aretz and Chutz La'aretz. And we know that Challah is also in the Gan Chutz La'aretz. Everybody takes Challah over here. And Challah is something which has to do with the land. So how come the Mishnah doesn't bring in Challah? It's also in the Gan Chutz La'aretz. So the Yerushalmi answered, the reason why is because it's not by a goy. That since chal of a goy, if you go, if somebody has flour or dough of a goy, a goy's dough is not chayv chal. He's not obligated to take challah, and therefore, since it's not in our Mishnah, it's only talking about things that are talking about a goy. And there sounds from there that since he's saying that our Mishnah is talking about things that are talking to goy, sounds like chadash, which our Mishnah does discuss, must be usher even a Jew or whether it's a goy. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch comes out. The Shulchan Aruch comes out. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both come out. Therefore, Tvush Israel Chodeshang Ben Be'eretz Ben Chutzlar Ben Shisol Ben Shalai V'Chav. No matter what, no matter where, you always it's Chodesh is always Aser. Any flower that was grown after Pesach until the next Pesach is going to be Aser. So comes the big problem. What do we do? The Ma'aseh. We have the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Rosh. They all say that Chodesh is Aser. They say they come out. The Chodesh is Aser. And from here came all the controversy back and forth the Bayosh and the Chodesh to come and answer this problem that we have, that all the poiskim, the standard poiskim that we have, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Rosh and the Rif, they all say that it's Noig Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. So,
Midaraisa.
They all say it's Midaraisa. So, the most, I don't know the most, but he definitely had the name for the most popular heter. I think it is, I don't know if everybody uses this heter, but the most, it is, there's two ways how to answer, and we're going to discuss both ways how to answer up the shiloh, and what's the heter of eating things which might be chadash, or not keeping yashin. There's either a mahalach, one way to come and say that it's mutter to eat chadash, and there's another way that no, misafik, since we're not sure, you're allowed to eat chadash. The mamahal that is me, mutter to eat chadash, and it's allowed to, and we're going to see the Lashayas to say that you shouldn't keep yashan, and there's another mahal coming and saying that no, that you're allowed to eat chadash, you can be samech and the teirim, which you're allowed to eat yashan. So first, we're going to go with the Bach. The Bach is the most famous for that. Anybody that comes in, how come you don't keep Yashin? The Bach. Okay. So what does the Bach say? The Bach says like this. The Bach goes and brings down all the Shitas and it says, Lamaisa, what do we do? All the Gdalim, all the they all came and they all ate, they weren't Makbin on Yashin, all this from before, and he brings down the people that say that it said that you really not supposed to keep it, and it says it can't be. I really know very big Gdalim that kept, that were not Makbin on Yashin. So he goes along, he just wants to argue on Tosfos. Tosfos, as we said before, says that the flower of a goy is also a problem of Yashan. So he says, Enechanam, you're right. Chodesh is also Bein Ba'aretz Bein Mechutz La'aretz. But he wants to argue on Tosfos. He said, Tosfos brings down this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi wants to know how come Chal is not in the Mishnah if it's Noyig Bein Ba'aretz Bein Mechutz La'aretz. And the Yerushalmi answers because it's not by a goy. Sounds like Chodesh is by a goy. So he says, no, that Yerushalmi is only discussing the Tanakama. The first part of our Mishnah. How come the Tanakama, the Mishnah starts saying that the things which are totally Ba'aretz and Noyig Bein Ba'aretz Bein Mechutz La'aretz, and the Mishnah excludes that Arlin Kilayim. So he says, why did that Tanakama include Chala? Rebbe Lez is the one that brought in Chodesh. But until now, we didn't discuss Chodesh. Therefore, over there, Tanakama didn't bring it in because it's not Noig by a Goy. And all the things which the Tanakama brings in are Noig for a Goy, which is Arla and Kalayim. Arla of a Goy and the Kalayim of a Goy is also Aser. And therefore, the Tanakama didn't bring it in. But the Chodesh part, the Chodesh part, the part that Rebbe Lezer brings in, that in Chalam is Noig only for Yisrael. It's only Noig by Yisrael's flour, wheat, but not by a Goy's wheat. And he says that the Rosh, the Tshuvas HaRosh, also brings down that it's Noig that it applies by a Goy. But he says that the Rosh, when he brings down Tosfos Raya, but he brings it down as Tosfos Raya. That's Tosfos Raya. Sounds like that the Rosh himself didn't really like this Raya from Yerushalmi. He says that's what Tosfos holds, and he brings his own proof. He says, what's the Tosfos Rosh's proof? Tosfos Rosh says that the reason why Yashan is the Chadash of the Pram also by a Goy flower is because it's just like Arla. It says just like Arla. And just like Arla is by a Goy and by a Yid, and therefore it can be compared Yashin Chadash to Arlan. You ask him that Arla is an Isra HaNo. And so therefore, it could be noig. How could you be makeh? How could you put together chadash and arla? Arla is the isra hanah. It's not have any pleasure from chadash. You're allowed to have pleasure from it. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to have pleasure from it. So therefore, you can't bring a ra'ah. You can't bring a proof from arla. So you go to so you see it's more chomer. So you can't be makish one to another. So just because Allah has an isra for a guy doesn't mean that Chalas has an isra for doesn't mean that the Chalas is going to be a problem by a guy. That's what he says. And he wants to go ahead and further and say that really the Rosh was Chayzer. Because the Rosh in the Piskei Rosh, he goes ahead and he says that he brings down the halacha that Yashin is Noig Be'eretz Mechutz La'aretz, and he goes ahead and he says that Arla is Noig also by a guy. The Arla Ne'egis Af B'Shalik G'chavim. So he brings that Chodesh is Aser Meteret, he brings that Arla is Aser, and he says, goes ahead and says that Arla is Aser by a guy. Sounds like Chodesh is not Aser by a guy. So you want to say that therefore, it must be that the Rosh was Chayzer, retracted his Tzak, and even though in the Tshuvas he said that Yashin is Noig by a guy, in the Pesachim, he was made that it's not known by a guy. And he wants to say even more. He wants to say, could be even Taisus holds that it's not known by a guy. And Taisus brought down and said that Yerushalmi holds that it's known by a guy. But the Bavli, since the Bavli did not have this whole shock of Atariya about why we didn't bring in Chala, the Bavli argues, and we have Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, he's passing like the Bavli, and therefore he goes ahead and says that for sure that's the Minig, and that's where everybody was knowing, and all the people that were eating Chodesh was all for this heather that it's not noig by a guy. He goes ahead and brings a raya. He doesn't with the raya for it. He brings in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that wanted him, that the Gemara over there discusses when they brought from what did they bring the carbon, the first carbon aimer with them when they came to Eretz Yisrael, what did they bring? And over there, Gemara goes and wants to know who said the Gemara says that they didn't eat before, and the Gemara goes ahead and brings a raya that they didn't before they brought the carbon, they didn't have any flour. He brings a pasuk. So he wants to know why the Gemara, if the flower of a goy is usher before you bring a carbon, why do you need a proof? Isn't there to salt? It's salt. Right, goy's flour and it's salt also. The same. It's the question is for goy's flour. So he says, why does the Gemara have to bring a raya from a pasuk? Tell me that the pasuk says that after they brought the carbon, they ate. Sounds like before they didn't eat. Why do you need a pasuk for that? They didn't have anything else. If a goy's flour is also usher, then the only flour they had there was from the goy from before. So therefore, he wants to. It must be that the goy's flour is really mutter, and therefore the Gemara had to bring a proof that they didn't eat for whatever reason, didn't have the flour from before. And therefore, he goes that since it is the halacha, he goes very strong to go ahead and say that. Therefore, he says that chadash is therefore mutter. And he says, "L'chein ein l'shum gadol hayras hayral le'iser." Nobody is allowed to say that it's aser. He says, "Hepech meminik shenogu al pigdoy li'sol," against the minik that everybody paskins. The heter says, "Umi sheroy tzalach me'la'atzmai." Says somebody that wants himself to be makbid on yashon. He says, "Midas chasidusu v'lo yer la'chem." That's a midas chasidus. You shouldn't tell anybody else. The loy leisi l'snuy. Nobody should have problems. Says, and that's only for somebody that's used to doing extra special stuff. Misha Rogel, Bishar Priestess, and first in the Chassid, Rashi Linagli, his somebody that everybody knows is an extra special guy, then he's allowed to keep Yashem. But anybody else is not allowed to. The Bar Gaila goes ahead and says, more than that, even this Chassid, which always keeps Yashem, he goes ahead with the Heter of the Bach, he goes ahead and says, when he's in his own house, then he's allowed to eat, he's allowed to keep Yashem. Aval im Meisir Besuda im Tam Chacham Shanoig Heter, if he's sitting together with somebody else that keeps, that's Materit, says, also Elinog the Isser Bifneim. He's not allowed to even keep the Yashem, he's not allowed to go start asking, is this Yashem, is this Yashem, is this Yashem, and go ahead and find out if things are Yashem, because since already the meaning of Kali so was the whole time that we go with this Heter, of that Yashem is not known by a Goy, so therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and the way the Achronim Amazbe, what's this terrible thing to try to keep this Yashin? He said, because it could be it's a problem with this guy to do, even if you go ahead and you try to go ahead against this Heter, which everybody's doing, it could be a problem you're making two Torahs. If you're allowed to do it, but you could do it if you're a Minhag Chassidus, the marshal they bring down is like, it's like Tefillin Shabbeinu Tam. So it's better, maybe we paskin like Rashi, and everybody holds like that you're supposed to use Rashi tefillin. So how can you use Rabbeinu Tam? Everybody paskin, everybody's masking the halacha like Rashi. He said, okay, if you want to go ahead and be choyche for that tzad, you could wear Rabbeinu Tam's. But better halacha like Rashi. So he goes ahead, and Bach is going that the heter it's mutter since it's of a goy, therefore you're allowed to do it.
This is only for a
guy. This, oh, see, he brings that. This is only for a guy. Everybody brings down. This is only for tefara guy. If a guy has his own backyard, has his own.
What does it mean a guy?
Planted. Guy planted. A guy planted. The wheat and the barley and everything. A guy.
So if a guy bought a yid's flower, then it's still awesome.
Yeah, a guy buys the flower. Somebody has his backyard or a farmer in America, it would be a big problem. It would be even according to the Bach, it would be also since. It's not a guy's, and he's going with that the chodesh is also usher in chutz lard, and only heter is a guy, and therefore he comes along and says that it's usher.
So it's only on the growing. If you ground a guy's
flower, then it's also mutter according to the Bach. It all depends whose flower it was. So that's the Bach heter. So there, I don't want to say all, but. A lot of poiskim, or what we would call poiskim, all come and ask in the Bach. They come bombarding in a big way. The Taz, the Shach, the Shagasari, the Pnei Yeshua, the Kiveg, the Bruch Zevach, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Tzimach Tzed, they all go ahead and start bombarding. The Goyin, I think, has the most sharp lines. The sharpest line is the Goyin, which I'm just going to read and not translate because I'm too scared to even translate such words, but I'll read the words. The words of the Goyin is, he brings down over here the Bach, he brings down the, can't find it. Oh, says it's really, he says he brings down the Bahag, brings down the Bach, and he sings, says, V'kvar hikwa kat kodoy kol achroinim v'shkogo yotze mitachas yodoy v'toy v'havoy lo Bahag kan ashtika. That's what he says. The Goyin goes ahead and mamish bombards. He's saying that this is, it's not, it's, he argues very strongly on the Bach and the Shach and the Taz. The Taz goes ahead and he asks, what's the question? The Taz goes ahead and he says that, first of all, he says that you can't say that all the poskim in the Mishnah say that's noig bein bards b'chutz laretz. So go ahead, unless you have like a real solid proof that like something that says it says, then you can't go ahead and just argue on all the poskim and the Taz and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and everybody else all the that say that's noig bein bards b'chutz laretz. You can't just do that without heavy proof. Says so and the raya that he brought in that what did they eat before? Why did the Gemara need a posik to go ahead and tell us? That they didn't eat anything before. If the flour of a goy is anyways also, so they had nothing else to eat. Since could be they could have found they could have found flour that was from the year before, and it's not a goy. They had other stuff. It could be they knew that something else was grown from 2 years ago flour, and therefore we'd be mutter. So we need a pasuk to come ahead and tell you that they didn't eat anything before they brought the carbon. So therefore, it's not a question. And the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi is going on the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Lezer's whole proof that it was only going on Tanakhama. He says that's a way to answer it up. He says, but simply you could learn that the Yerushalmi's question was on the Tanakhama and on Rabbi Lezer.
How do you know old flour that's 2-3 years old wasn't also post Pesach and the Omer wasn't given?
No, once the time of the Omer was passed. Once the time that the Omer was supposed to be brought passed, succeeded, and then any flour that. Any flour from the year before. So Rabban Kotler, and he has a huge arichas, and he says, all this flour, and speak about it. Shakasari has a long arichas, he has 18 sifim for your next bar mitzvah. If you want, you can go through it. But. And Rabban goes ahead and has a whole explanation what's the machloikis between the Bach and the Taz, why this one held the Gemara, because that's a mysterious in the Gemara. Bekitzer, the Taz comes along with another heter, and we're going to discuss it in a minute.
What one other thing? How do we apply this today without the giving of an Omer? We count the Omer, but we
right. So the day, once the day passes that you were supposed to bring the Omer, that's already
so
that's matir that allows all the old flour to be good. So that's the Bach, and that according to the Bach will be mutter. Now everybody else, all the other heterim which come along afterwards, is heterim that why you're allowed to keep You're allowed to eat the chalish. Not that it's mutter, but the reason why we eat. So the not mamash, the earliest, but one of the earliest sources is Tosfos Rosh, which is brought down in the Torah, of what would be, why you would not have to be so careful with the disjunction. And his heter is what we call fake faker. Everybody knows that our mo brings down already this heter, and the shach says that this is the only heter, and there's no other heter of fake faker. And he says the sfeik sfeik is, means there's two suffixes. The suffix, first of all, maybe this flour is, you have a grain over here, and you're not sure where it came from. So you don't know where it came from. So he says, first of all, maybe this wheat, this flour is from a year ago, from before. It means could be already a past a date of which, last year, of which it, the Eimer could have passed. And also could be this, even if it's not from the year before, could be this took root before this year. Therefore, you have a suffix of whether it's 2 years ago flour, or maybe it's this year flour which took root before the carbon iron would have brought, like before Yedzayan. And therefore, you have a two suffix, and fake sveka is getting mutter.
Isn't that the same suffix?
Oh, so Rekhi Vega asks, so the chur, it's the same suffix, it's all one suffix, whether it's chadish or whether it's this year or last year. That's Rekhi Vega asks, it says, brings it from the Torah's mutzah me'ish to mohu. What do I care for? It was brought from 2 years ago, last year. What's nafkamina? So the Aruch HaShulchan is Masber explains, says that even though really they're both the same suffix, if there's a nafkamina ladina of between one suffix and the other suffix, therefore it can be labeled as a sfeik sfeik and be mutter. Says, what's nafkamina? He says, nafkamina is, even though it's not negeil lamaisa, he says, flour that was from the year, last year's flour that were already carbon omer passed cannot be brought as a carbon omer. If it was already passed as a carbon omer, it cannot be brought again. You need the flour that, for bring the carbon omer, you need flour that grew that year before the carbon omer. If already passed the time of a carbon omer, he cannot be brought as a carbon omer, and therefore it's nafkamis. Therefore, that's the suffix. The suffix was it from the year before, which therefore that flour would not be allowed to be used for carbon omer, or maybe it's this year's flour, which is allowed to be used for carbon omer, and therefore we have two, so we're not sure what this is. Sveik, and therefore it's mutter. Goes along, and the Tosfos Rosh brings down, brought down in the Torah, says that's only something which is really a suffix. And it all depends on the climate of the place which you were. It says of whether or not it really was a big shayla, if it's this year or not. It says, sounds like in Russia, which everything's frozen during the winter, so there's nothing growing during the winter. So there was never anything grown during the winter, everything was grown after Pesach. So any flour, or they're very busy with the beer, that it was made with flour that was after it, from that place. It says unless there's always imports coming in, it's very common to have flour being imported. Therefore, you have no, it's not a sveika. And he says he brings down that there was a lot of years that he went to check to see if the flour really grew before Pesach, and says most of the flour was not, most of the grain did not take root before Pesach. He said he wasn't machmir. He says because mutter she is shaking value mezidim. That's his lashon. He says better than she be shaking. Said it was all chadish, and he anybody that he would ask him, he was scared to paskin that it's aser, to say it's aser because there's people that will matter, and anybody he would ask, you tell him if most of it took root before, then you can go ahead and eat it. But if it didn't, then if most of it didn't take root before, and therefore you don't have any real suffix, then you don't have a real suffix of what it is. Therefore, he would say he wouldn't pass. He was scared to say. He says mutter shishagim. He didn't think anybody's going to listen to him. And therefore, mutter shishagim v'al yimizidim.
The thing that makes something yashan or chadish is when it takes root, but not when it's harvested or ground.
Right. It all depends when it took root. That's a heter. It's better that way.
Just like a day before the
Oh, so he's got to take roots. Exactly how long it takes to take roots is a shayla. Some say 3 days, some say 3 weeks. Pasha said 3 days. The question has to be if mixes the same kikula. If you say 1 day mixes the kikula, 2 days mixes the same kikula, but that's a whole different sugya. When we become farmers, maybe we'll go into that sugya better. But now we're just discussing the general in. The other problem which they bring in according to this fake fake, that nobody knows, that fake fake is only for something which is always going to be usr. So if you have something which is always usr, so we say that is mutter. But fake fake, dover sheish b'matirim, something called that eventually it's going to be usr. So Gemara says, you know, why should you eat it? When it's usr, eat it when it's mutter. So even if you have a suffix, then you should be mutter. So l'chur yachadish is something dover sheish b'matirim, which comes out to be a big problem in when it's bottle and all these things. If it's considered some dover sheish b'matirim, it should be usr. So the way the Achronim explain it is, there's the Berhetiv and others, they bring down, but I think the Shach also says this, said that the only time he say Dover Shesh Matirim is only me of a Suffolk, he says this is for sure the Isser. And the question is, was it nullified or not? He said, but something which you're trying to figure out, if this is something which is Usser, if this is Usser or not, so we don't have the cloud that since it's going to be Mutter, why did it now eat it later? Because we're not even sure if it's Usser or not. And therefore, our Shaila will be here if it's Chodesh or if it's not. So therefore, it's going to be a problem. Seemingly, that would be, if it's something that we know is Chodesh, let's say what they call pots and all the things, if you have the Kalim and you want to be Batel and Mavatel and things like that, it could be this will come up, but some say that it's going to be a problem since the Dover Sheish Matim, even though normally we say that it's going to be Mutter, but it doesn't have all those Heterim. But the Magen Avraham goes ahead and says that the Kalim is not a problem. But that's the heter of the Tesis Rosh, and the Rama goes that, and the Shach goes that. And therefore, it's only about something that's Suffolk. They all go very clear. It says something that's a Suffolk, we're not sure. Then you're going to be it's going to be Mutter. But something which is, and it has to be a reasonable Suffolk, a Suffolk which is going to make a fake. If it's not a real, since it's also derived, it's not a real fake. It's going to be Mutter. That's what the and the only heter is this. It says the only reason why if it's real chodesh, the reason why we don't go ahead and paskin is because he says the mutiv shishaykim. That's what the Tosfos Rosh and the Ramah says. The Ohr Zeruah goes ahead and comes up. The Ohr Zeruah was the Rebbe of the Rosh actually, and he brings out the basic heters from the Ohr Zeruah. The others came and modified it different ways, but the basic heter is from the Ohr Zeruah. He goes ahead and says that the whole reason why we're saying that we paskin as deraisa, as we said before, because they're machoikis in the Gemara Kedushin, we had a stam in the Mishnah in Arla. It says machoikis vachet stam, we paskin like the stam Mishnah. So yes, who said which one was first? Maybe it's a stam vachet machoikis. Where do we pick up that this one is first and which one is last? And he goes ahead and says that there's another stam Mishnah. He says the stam Mishnah is brought down in the paper. Another stam Mishnah in Menaches that goes ahead and says that you're now allowed to bring, for the carbon oimer, you're now allowed to bring some flour from Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara has a back and forth, says, who's this Mishnah? And he says that there's a Mishnah that says that you're allowed to bring from Chutz Laretz, and that Mishnah, that Mandomer that says that you're allowed to bring flour from Chutz Laretz, that price that says you're allowed to bring a flour for the carbon oimer from Chutz Laretz, must hold that that Chodesh and Chutz Laretz is also not Torah. So the Arzbura says, sounds like, that if you're allowed to bring flour for the carbon omer from Chutz Laretz, it's going to depend if it's an Isser Chodesh and you're being Matir, the Chodesh of Chutz Laretz, then you're allowed to bring from Chutz Laretz. But if you're not being Matir, because Chodesh is anyways Mutter in Chutz Laretz, then you're not allowed to bring the flour for the carbon. And the Stam Mishnah goes ahead and says that you're not allowed to bring flour from Chutz Laretz. So you have a machloikis vachakas, your machloikis dachasam. We have another Stam Mishnah that says the other way around. So why pick one over the other? So he says, and therefore, since we're not sure it's a suffix really, so he goes ahead and he says that Kedai, the Tanakama, to rely on him is Shasat Chak. There's a Gemara in Eid that says such a concept that when a Gemara is not, it doesn't say a psak straight out, what we paskin like in the Gemara, we can rely on Shasat Chak, you can rely on this, on the fact that we can rely on Tanakama. And therefore he goes ahead and says that Shasat Chak, in places which you don't have, it's very hard to find, and it's, since it's a Shasat Chak, therefore, he says, you could rely on the fact that it's on the Rabbanon. Therefore, if it's on the Rabbanon, what's the difference? So he says, so misafik, in a case of a safik, they were not geyser in a safik. The Rabbanon only asked it when it's a vadai. When it's a safik, it's not. So therefore, even if you have a small safik of whether it's chodesh or not, so you don't have to do too many. Again, if it's a small safik, even minute, comment would not be second since it's only the Rabbanon. But he says, so therefore, it's really two safiks. He says, it's only a shas, since it's a shasat chak. Kedai lismach with shasat chak. And therefore, it's going to be awesome. He says, but if you have, he says clear straight out, he says, if you have vadai, you grew your own thing, you know that this is from afterwards, this is chash, and therefore it's usher, and you can't use it. And this is basically what the Taz says. The Taz also brings down, therefore he says it's mutter always. It sounds like he was learning the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar, whether or not at all is an Isser, Chodesh, and Chutz Laretz. Either that, or it could be he's going with the with the Magen Avraham. Now Magen Avraham brings a Trumas Hadesha that says that, again, he brings down this Ohr Zeruah, that since we have we could go ahead and say that it's a Suffolk if we paskin deraisa derabanan. It's just a Suffolk, because we're not sure which one's a Stam Mishnah and which Stam Mishnah we should go with. And therefore it's a Suffolk if it's derabanan deraisa. Could we rely on the fact that it's B'shasat Chak, could we rely on the fact that it's derabanan? And therefore, the Rabbanim were only Goyzer and Chutz La'aretz next to Eretz Yisrael. Things which are Samach, which you might get mixed up with Eretz Yisrael. Someone's bringing in flour right from Eretz Yisrael, you end up getting mixed up. Things that were only in the some they're going to be mocked to this one, asked to this one. Therefore, the Zimbabwe and Mitzrayim, and those areas around Eretz Yisrael, those is where they were Mitzakin, that's going to be Asa. But anywhere else is going to be Mutter. And therefore, he goes ahead and says that even if it's Vadei Chadosh, according to him, even if it's Vadei Chadosh, it's gonna be mutter since b'shas adchak it's gonna be mutter because it's not next to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam obviously argues this whole thing because the Rambam says we're saying now it's a suffix or whether or not it's the right Rabbanon. The Rambam says you get malchus you would not get if it's a suffix. Obviously the Rambam is learning that even chametz and chutz la'aretz is gonna be usher. In the Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is also midrashim bevadai. He also argues on this on the raya from the Gemara Menaches because he says that it's not the Rambam Paskins that you now use Chodesh from Chutz La'aretz for a carbon, even though he Paskins that Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is aser. So he said that all our Rekivagans and Shaz, they all bring down that obviously the Rambam argues on this other word, says it's not dependent on one another. Yes, the fact if you could bring a carbon aimer from flour in Chutz La'aretz, then it must be that Chodesh is derais in Chutz La'aretz. But the fact that you can't is a side pasuk that even though it's usher in Chutz La'aretz, it can still be a side pasuk telling you why you cannot bring a carbon.
If it's usher, of course you can't bring the carbon.
Right. If it's also, you for sure can't bring carbon. But if it's mutter, doesn't mean that therefore it's a riot that you're. Oh. So it says, so according to this, all this, according to this heter, if you're not working with the Bach, they all bring that's only b'shas adchak. And therefore, we find a big difference in the Lashonis, in the language, the way the Bach brings down in the Berah Goyla, and according to the other poskim, the way they bring down the heter. According to the, as we said, from the Bach and the Ba'alah, it's mutter, and therefore nobody's be allowed to be makbid and everything else. You have to be very careful. On the other hand, you find by the, according to the Shach and the Taz, they all the way they bring down it, they all say that therefore it's very good to be machman. Whoever can be machman himself should. The way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, we brought it down the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, says that mikom kain bal nefesh lo yismach al terem, again because he's saying that it's a terem. The way the most of the besides the Bach, they all learn that you have a heter not to eat chodesh. It's not that it's mutter; it's a heter. Therefore, he says a bal nefesh lo yismach al terem lo v'yachem la'atzam v'kol ma'ashef shol. He should be machmir as much as he can. He should try to do it in the bir halacha. He says more. He says some people soivrim shemisha rachel lazar tzerech lazar b'chol achumr. Somebody, the reason why people a lot don't want to keep it is because they think that once I start keeping chodesh, I have to mamash do everything. The pots are going to tray from that, and I have to always be worried about everything. He says you should try to do whatever you want. He says because you can't do everything, there's not a reason why you shouldn't try as much as you can to do it. And he goes ahead and brings a whole list of people how to say that it's really only b'dieven, and therefore he says you should try as much as you can. Min vadei chodesh. He said at least from vadei chodesh you should try to make sure to keep away, since we only have the whole thing is only b'shas adchak. The way it comes out basically these days is that the chassidim basically all go with the Bach. Is a famous Meislich in from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem, he, exactly what the version is, different points of how the story exactly went, but they all bring down that somehow the Baal Shem either had in a dream they told him this, or he went to someone they told him this, but he basically said that he wanted to know if he should keep Yashin, and he actually was keeping Yashin. He didn't eat Chodesh until he had his dream and said that when the Bach came to Shemayim. Exactly what the version is. Some say that he wants to say shir. They want him to say shir. He says, "I'm not saying a shir unless you lower the heat on Gehenna a little bit." So they said that, whatever case, they said that the Gehenna was lowered. The heat was lowered for either 30 days, 40 days, or 60 days, depends on the version. I found a different story that said that Betz and the Baal Shem went somewhere and he started keeping Chodesh afterwards. Whatever case, the all the Rechaim brings down already that he's a grandson. I think he was said that he's a grandson of the Bach. And therefore, he goes with the Bach, and then Bells their the Bach was a, with the Rav and Belz, and therefore they go with the Bach. So basically, the all the Chassidim went along with the Bach, and therefore, if we speak to any regular Chassidim, say the Chaimanish Gehel from the Zach and Chalish, we never heard of such a thing, because by them, and Echadam, they all went with the Bach, and according to the Bach, it's Mutter, and if you want, you can put on Rabbeinu Tam, you can try to be Makbid also on Chalish, but just keep it quiet, make sure don't make it too loud. But Shenkin the other
right.
That's, I had this kasher. But the other way around. But on the other hand, all the basic the Mr. Brewer, the Kivega, the Goyen, you know, all the literature place, can they all go with this gang? I think I spoke to Shmuel first with here. You also they all go with the other thing that it's the heter is mitaris shasat chak. That since we it's toiv to the rabbanon to rely on b'shasat chak. Or with this fake sveika to make sure that it's a fake sveika, and therefore he tried to for sure from Vadai, he said that you should the Baal Nefesh or whatever the Lashonis are, says it's to try to do it as much as you can. That's all in Chutz Lart. In Eretz Yisrael, this is a side point, that flour in Eretz Yisrael, wheat that was brought in from America, so there's two ways of doing it. Either they brought in wheat and make it in Eretz Yisrael something, they brought flour from Chutz Lart to Eretz Yisrael. Or bringing in products into Eretz Yisrael. So the Shmuel Salant, the Chiezer says already that taking flour and making it in Eretz Yisrael, according to everybody, is going to be usher. Says that it's. He says he compares it to challah, just like challah. It's challah anyways in Chazars, but he brings that it's all depending on the. It all depends the goyish flour. We all buy goyish flour. So the goyish flour that we go ahead and we make our challah with, our dough, we all take challah from it. So too, if you take flour, even though there's a heter of, if you're going with all the tam that we have, and taking that flour and using it in Eretz Yisrael, and baking challah, says he holds that it's going to be mamash aser, it's going to be the same as in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's going to be aser. According to that, bringing in ready-made products won't be a problem. You could rely on that. There, Rabbi Yashiv, I heard, said that this thing that we have all these atayim, or that you hold that you were nothing like the Bach, and therefore you're matter. So that was all in Chutz Lart, and we had no choice. Like they all are very big that they had no choice. There was no somewhere. So that's all in Chutz Lart. But in Eretz Yisrael, they it's the Raisa. There was no Shilas. There was no one that didn't keep Yashin. Any decent Hechsh in Eretz Yisrael obviously is Yashin. Therefore, he says that there's no heter to have eat in Eretz Yisrael. The people in Eretz Yisrael don't have any heter to go ahead and eat things which are chadash, and it's a big problem to all the stuff that are bringing the Cheerios and all the cookies that are brought in from Chutz Lart. It's a big problem. Just end off with a cute shayla, which could lechura depends on these two tzadim. That somebody was asked, one of the Tshuvas from that I saw, wanted to know that he started keeping Yashan, and his father was very upset about it. His father was not excited, it was making him problems, and he was suffering, and it makes the whole side. Does he have to have Atzmitzin? His father told him he doesn't want him to keep Chodesh. So Atzmitzin to keep it, or does he have to keep it or not? So the way it's brought down, the Chur, it's depending on these two Tzadim. If you go with the Bach, that it's Be'etzim, it's Mutter, it's 100% Mutter, it's just the Midas Chassidus. It says, the Midas Chassidus is not such a chassid. If you end up doing, going against, making your father all upset, you don't go ahead and start doing extra special things when you're disturbing your father. So you're not chayiv, but he says it's not so advisable to go start doing extra special things if you're going as your father. But if you're going with the other tam, that really it's aser, and it's just a mispik sveker, or you have a tam, b'shasat chak, and all that stuff, says then therefore you could go ahead and say, I'm not interested in relying on these atayrim, and therefore he says you don't have to, it's just like any other aver which you hold that it's aser, and therefore you don't have to listen to your father. Go ahead. Stop.